Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, Vladimir Putin gets criticized a lot for taking small pieces of some of the big energy companies that were wrested away from Western oligarchs that were controlling Russia. And undoubtedly some of that goes on. Again, I'm no fan of Russian corruption. But Joe Biden's son, this Kurt Nemo article, and it's in a press release put out by the company that he heads up. Kurt Nemo's article has the headline, Joe Biden's son appointed to board of Ukraine's largest gas producer. Global elite do not disguise efforts to gobble up Ukraine's natural resources. He heads up a company, and they've made him one of the lead people on the now state-controlled board, where he will then make money off the multi-billion dollar a year gas exports into Europe. I mean, this is just incredible that they would put the son of the vice president on the state-run board with his company, and he puts a press release out about it. I mean, the headline should be, great article by Kurt Nemo. Joe Biden makes son gas oligarch, or Obama administration establishing, you know, making themselves oligarchs. Joe Biden's son to be energy oligarch of Ukraine. I mean, that's what they've got. Two things: they got wheat with the breadbasket of Europe when it comes to wheat production, and they got natural gas coming out their wazoo. And they send it all right through Russia, the Russian gas through Ukraine, Ukraine gas through Ukraine down to Germany, all the other countries in that area. About half the gas in Europe supplied by that. And this is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, this is impeachable. This is a total conflict of interest. This is over the top. They haven't even fully overthrown the whole country yet with the $5 billion in money that the State Department put in there to do it. This is just too much. This is just too much. Do I have to explain to new listeners or the horror media that will ever report on this how big a deal it is when you're the vice president of the country helping overthrow a sovereign nation trying to start a war with Russia and your son is on the board of the national gas company? I mean, this is simply unbelievable. And I just keep saying unbelievable. That term gets overused in talk radio, but it is. It is unfathomable how they've gotten away with all this. Why not? Solyndra and the rest of it, there's $600 million. Don't even have an office. Just have a P.O. box. Here, don't build anything. Here's the money. It is so mind-blowing to see this happen. I said I'd get back to the rest of Wolfgang's speech to the city council, but we're having it reposted. Or not the city council, the school board, up at Infowars.com. But I read this article. There's now this company that he heads up, and he's now being appointed onto Ukraine's largest gas producer with his company. Global elite do not disguise efforts to gobble up Ukraine's natural resources and establish royal oligarchies. I mean, that's really what it is. Hunter Biden joins team in Burisma Holdings. Isn't that just cute? Isn't that just funny? That is so amazing. That is so incredible. And it just shows the sky is the limit now with the corruption of these people. Meanwhile, Dinesh D'Souza is facing 5 years in prison so they can shut down the making of his new movie to expose the globalists and promote American liberty. For getting his friends to give money to his friend that was running for the Senate and lost. And the way I look at it, it isn't illegal. But, I mean, just they're arresting pro-life groups, folks, the IRS is. I mean, it's just that these people are sick.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Like getting him on the show. He's a really great researcher and filmmaker, Joel Gilbert. He made Dreams of My Real Father, exposing who I believe Obama's real father is. He was born in Hawaii, folks, not Kenya. That's why he put in his Harvard journal that he published, the Harvard Law Review, that he was born in Kenya. That's why his wife and all those speeches said he was born in Kenya. That's why they put out fake birth certificates that were so easily proven as fakes, was to make you believe he was born in Kenya so that you wouldn't understand who his dad really was. We sell that film on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases help support the broadcast. But regardless, Joel Gilbert joins us. He's got a new film coming out that I hope to be able to carry here and also show folks. There's no place like Utopia. And the globalists say they're building a utopia. So he's going to tell us about what he's been doing the last few years traveling the country and his findings coming up here in just a few minutes. In other news, Friday's cable ratings are out. They come out a few days late. CNN's 9 p.m. hour hit second lowest ratings in 15 years. And the Wall Street Journal's reporting TV ad dollars slowly shifting to web video. Increasing portion of broadcast and cable budgets follow younger audience online. There's a lot of reasons for that. You want to brand the younger audience, but also you can skip ads on television. You really can't skip ads on YouTube if they're embedded that way. And so this, again, is the end of the dinosaur media if they don't shut down the real new media, and that's why they're moving in trying to do that right now. And that's why we're fighting to maintain true net neutrality and a open and free Internet. And while we bring on filmmakers like Joel Gilbert, because if a film I made like Obama Deception can be seen conservatively 50 to 60 million times for free online, and even though I didn't agree with all of its content, the first Zeitgeist was seen probably 50, 60 million times or more, and Loose Change that I produced downloaded over 200 million times now total. You know, it's a big effect. It just shows the power of free speech and how those ideas bounce around forever. I was in Waking Life back in 2001, Richard Linklater film, and it had a $3 million budget produced by Tommy Pallotta, and now is one of the most aired programs on cable and has been seen tens of millions of times and is now a hit movie. It's a hit movie. Waking Life is now a huge hit. Scanner Darkly became a huge hit in DVD and on HBO. Not big in the theaters. Did okay. $10 million budget with Keanu Reeves, myself, and others. I'm not name dropping. The point is that it shows the power of counterculture, whether it real counterculture to the globalist, kleptocratic, synthetic culture of eugenics and death, whether it's in an underground movie by Rick Linklater, or whether it's in an internet video that you make in your home, or whether it's, you know, cats fighting in your backyard, you know, whatever it is, the power of the people and our expressions and our ideas that are off the reservation, off the plantation, is what will save society. The system wants to put out memes, force it, get us to start repeating it, and that's where propaganda has its real power, is getting us to repeat the bull they put out. But when we start ignoring it, when we start not going along with it, when we start saying no to it, then it's over. And we're on the edge of a true renaissance here. What do you say, Joel Gilbert, about the state of humanity? I know there's a great awakening happening, but there's also a lot of people are awakening, but then just kind of feeling powerless that we're under this evil. But then that only encourages people like Joe Biden's son to be given a membership on the board of the state-controlled, quasi-private, national provider of gas in Ukraine that also supplies much of Europe. And they put Joe Biden's son over the company that gets the Russian gas. I mean, why not just make Obama the oligarch of Ukraine? I mean, why not make Joe Biden the king of Ukraine? They could claim some genetic lineage and they could have a new emperor. I mean, how obvious does this have to get as they loot everything not nailed down here, as they shut down all their competition that they don't own here? I mean, this is a kleptocratic criminal takeover.
Well, we really have entered an era of reality and fantasy. And unfortunately, the fantasy of the progressives, of the far left, that goes back even before the 60s, but these guys from the 60s, 70s, they decided that once they failed to destroy America and destroy the Constitution with their communist revolution, Obama's pals like Bill Ayers and those guys, they said, let's have a revolution to destroy the country. We're going to get everybody to rise up by bombing some government buildings and murdering some policemen. Everybody's going to rise up and take over the government. It didn't work because it was evil. Nobody in their right mind would want to replace the Constitution with the Communist Manifesto. So these guys went underground, and when they came back in the early 80s, they decided, let's take over the government from within. Instead of saying, let's have a revolution to destroy America, they simply say, let's help middle-class families. We want to help poor people. But the agenda remains the same, and they're coming with this utopian fantasy that we've seen over and over in history. People followed Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, Castro. They said, go down the yellow brick road and the magical wizard is going to solve all your problems. Just like people follow Obama. He's this magical person. But just like in The Wizard of Oz, when you get there, you find out he's a big phony. He's a fraud. And he sent Dorothy to the witch's castle and she was taken prisoner. So just like we know in history, Stalin and Mao sent people to the gulags, the collective farms, And instead of utopia, the fantasy blew up in their faces and they were led to death. 100 million people died in peacetime from this utopian fantasy, from utopians in power.
You know, we've got a clip of the late former Green Beret, Larry Grafwald, who died earlier this year, I guess of cancer. But the point is that he was in the highest levels of the Weathermen. And he was in the meetings where they said, we're going to put 50 million conservatives and Christians in camps, and we're going to kill half of them.
Yeah, I knew Larry. I was very close to him. He's in my new film. And he said to me, look, try to imagine sitting in a room with 50 people with PhDs from Columbia talking about how to eliminate 50 million Americans if they don't go along with the progressive utopian fantasy. And that's why progressivism is so dangerous. The idea of paradise on earth with a human god who's Mao or Stalin or people that worship Barack Obama, he's the perfect being, he can't do anything wrong. This mentality is very dangerous. We've seen it in history again and again. And I show in my film, there's no place like utopia. It's a play on, obviously, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home, that there's this magical fantasy. Progressives murdered 100 million people.
And by the way, when I've been around so-called Democrats out to dinner, I don't mean your grassroots Democrats who mean well and are really good people on average, but real Democratic operatives. Rob Dew was at dinner once with one of them. We didn't even, I mean, I cut the guy out of a film. It was so scary. He said, look, when we take over, we're going to kill everybody that didn't want us. And by the way, we're about to take over. And I was like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, we want to kill people. We love blood. And really, they're not, these are like demons or something. They know it's all a con game. They want to own the gas companies. They want everything.
Well, the average so-called regular liberal or Democrat does not realize that the radicals have taken over the party. Today, the Democrat Party is a radical socialist party. They don't have any opposition within the party. And if you oppose from the outside, you're evil. It's the narrative they tell every day.
You're racist. They said, I'm behind the Boston bombing with no proof. I want to play a clip of Larry, who was in the Weatherman meetings, certified on record, confirmed in court. Here it is.
And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. We would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known.
There you go, calmly talking about killing everybody. I mean, that's all they've got on their mind is killing people. These are sick freaks.
They believe in this utopian fantasy of creating paradise on earth. And if you don't go along with the fantasy, you don't fit into utopia. That's why they have to eliminate people who cannot be molded to fit into paradise. That's why Oprah Winfrey, she got the Medal of Freedom from Obama. Oprah said, people in the South, generations of people
need to die.
Just going to have to die. They're going to have to die. And she gets a medal. So the utopian fantasy, we've seen it in history over and over. We don't have to learn it from the beginning. We need to stick with the character of America. The character emanates from the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. These created an American identity, free markets, free speech, limited government that was the most successful paradise on earth. So paradise is here. This is it. It doesn't get any better than Kansas. If you try to fix it, the first time you hear someone say, I've got the perfect formula for social change, you better ask yourself, what stripes am I going to be wearing this time?
Exactly. People always want me to give them some easy fix. Anybody that says they've got an easy fix is lying to you. There aren't free lunches. Freedom is what works. It makes people be independent. It makes them be strong. Collectivism is a living, failing nightmare.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday live transmission. We're joined by Joel Gilbert, joelgilbert.net. He'll be with us till 40 after that. I'm going to play some special reports and a lot more. But I've studied history. I'm addicted to reading history books, studying different periods. And I've never seen a time in history in the last 500 years or so, what you call modern history, since the Renaissance, when things are more delusional. The propaganda being put out by the Obama administration makes what Clinton used to do look truthful, makes Bush look truthful. He was incredible lies out of that administration. Now it's literally 2 plus 2 equals whatever we say. And The only place I see stuff like that is North Korea. No one lies at this level, whole cloth, about everything. And they're doing it on purpose to overthrow reality to where you're just accepting a whole new level of lies. They're going to take us a trillion miles down the rat hole of fraud. If we claw back 100 million, they don't care. We're still 900 million miles down hell. I think that's the tactic. Joel Gilbert, what do you think? Because we're going to play the trailer for your new film coming up in the next segment. But, I mean, what is the method to their madness when Carney says last week, this Benghazi memo is not about Benghazi. We told you there are no Benghazi memos. Therefore, this is not about Benghazi, even though it says it's about Benghazi. I mean, what is the method to their madness?
Well, when your entire agenda has been proven false over and over, that it's a recipe for biological destruction and economic devastation. The only way to sustain that agenda is through massive lies. So we've entered an era of Soviet disinformation, and they use Soviet censorship to attack and demean anyone who tells the truth. Unfortunately, we know the result of a society that goes this direction.
Well, that's right. I mean, persecution of the real press isn't coming. It's hardcore, over the top going on right now.
It's hardcore, and I've experienced it. You've experienced it.
Dinesh D'Souza's been put in handcuffs. He's experiencing it.
He's experiencing it. I've been, had the IRS come after me and all kinds of operations against my bank account. They're using the tools of state. This is their method of operation from the beginning, from 1917. They use the tools of state to suppress any opposition and maintain a permanent hold on power.
Yeah, they call us rebels, to suppress rebels in the Communist Manifesto. And they call us, as you said, the counter-revolutionaries. They know we're the Americans. They call us the Americans. They're an occupying army.
That's what people got executed for in the Soviet Union, for being anti-Soviet. So if you're anti-Soviet, which is the commune, or believing in the fantasy of utopia with God on earth in the presence of Barack Obama, you are the enemy. You're the devil. Who is God's enemy? It's the devil. You're evil. So they never tell us why their ideas are good or bad, or why their ideas are better. They just say, we're progress and we're good and you're evil. This is the old game plan of...
Well, Obama keeps saying, George Washington, you know, would love what I'm doing. Paul Revere would. No one should question me. Don't talk about government being a danger. He's attacking the bedrock of American common sense.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you, though, in my new film, when I was running around the country, it's kind of like a Michael Moore-style film with actual real common sense content. I go to Newark, the ruins of Detroit, slums of Chicago, and I can tell you that the people I met, they'd all been seduced by these utopian promises, living in cities that had been controlled by progressives for 50 years. And no one was progressing. They were all regressing. But talking to these folks, it's like you're at CPAC. I talk especially black people, black women, minorities. They sound like conservatives. They wanted a wholesome life. They did not want to be on welfare. They didn't want government handouts. They didn't want their kids smoking marijuana. They didn't want amnesty for illegals. They didn't want any part of this progressive agenda. So in my film, you'll see there is some hope that...
Well, exactly. That's what's crazy. As you talk to poor whites, poor blacks, Hispanics, they're pretty libertarian, but they're being forced into the system, which is the Cloward and Piven. Bankrupt everything so you don't have a choice.
Yeah, they were looking around their communities and saying it's getting worse and worse. Now, I met, and I show in the film, you'll see in the trailer, I met Peggy Joseph, if you remember her.
Yes.
She was a lady that said in Tampa at an Obama rally in 2008, Obama's going to pay for my mortgage. He's going to pay for my gas. Remember her? So I tracked her down, and she said, you know what? I did some reading, and I realized Obama wasn't who he said he was. He's a fraud. He's like the Wizard of Oz. And she did not vote for him again, and she can't stand the guy. So once a little education, if we can get through and give people the message and say, look, this progressivism is a road to regression, it's a road to hell, then they do come around. So I was actually inspired from my journey. I did find a lot of devastation from progressivism, but I saw people whose eyes were starting to open.
Yeah, they've been given so much of it, they're figuring out, you know, it's like a hammer over the head. You know, no more of that gift, please. We'll be right back with Joel Gilbert. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
We're living on the edge of the globalists using the Democratic Party and other socialists at total collectivization with the elite above the law exempt from the hell world they create. On the front page of InfoWars.com, there's a graphic with a quote by Glenn Greenwald, who I would call a real liberal. I mean, compared to these people, he's not a fascist. Saying, quote, she's surrounded by all these sleazy money types who are just corrupting everything everywhere, but she's going to be the first female president, and women in America are going to be completely invested in her candidacy. And he goes on in the article that Paul Watson wrote about to say that if you criticize her, it'll be misogynistic. This is the dumbing down. And I covered this, and after Joel leaves us, after we play the trailer and get into some other issues, where all over the country, at Dartmouth and you name it, they're banning taco bars that the different campus groups put on, because what's cheap and easy and tastes good and everybody likes is tacos. Gosh, I mean, I probably eat 80% Mexican food. It's unbelievable. It's not because I'm racist. I grew up in Texas. I love it. It's really good food. The point is that, you know, if you have a toga party at your university, it's not because you're against Greeks. Or if you have a fiesta, it's because it's a party. Now, we know that, but they want to set the precedent where they can ban anything and everything they want to. And then they dictate. So they're now saying the word bossy. It needs to be banned because it is a connotation to women. No, it's not. But if they can ban the word bossy, folks, they can do anything. And if they can ban now universities all over the country, because one person complains per university that I don't like this particular fraternity or school group having a fiesta out at their pool, what, can I not have a Hawaiian party? I've put on Hawaiian parties back when we had a house with a pool. Have 10, 15 friends come over, grill stuff, make it Hawaiian style, have a little tiki torches and Hawaiian stuff. I mean, wear a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, it's not against Hawaiians. It's like we're imagining we're in Hawaii. And I know you know that, but people say these dumb liberals, they're just idiots wanting to ban fiestas. No, they're not dumb. They're taking over. And they're doing it with fake moral high ground. We're going to play his trailer and go back to Joel Gilbert here in just a moment. Keep him just until about 45 after, then I've got to get to this Leanne McAdoo report on the fiestas, should they be banned. The answer is, of course, ban them all. They're very racist. Everything's racist if the government says so. Please remember this broadcast is listener-supported. We have great sponsors like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their best specials. And they've got a lot of other great preparedness items, and they've got great customer service. If you don't have storable foods in times like this when they want you dependent, I think you're crazy. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Check them out today. Also, InfoWarsLife.com is a subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. But if you type in InfoWarsLife.com, one word, it will take you right to the subsection that has the fluoride shield, nascent iodine with five other chelating detoxifiers. Amazing. The Super Mel Vitale that blocks estrogen mimickers and helps your glands release the hormones that would normally be there, but the estrogen mimickers are blocking it. The fluoride shield, the silver bullet, proprietary supercharged colloidal silver. We've got the lung cleanse. We've got the Wake Up America coffee. I think it's the best coffee out there, totally organic from southern Mexico and the volcanic high mountains there of Chiapas. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. The best water filters, the best selection of non-GMO, open-air, non-hybrid seeds. InfoWarsStore.com. Free market. Free association, not taking your money like NPR and using it against you, not taking stimulus money like MSNBC and using it against you. We're here in the face of the enemy going in the info war, and we need your support with all the shortwave radios and all the other preparedness items and the InfoWars magazine in bulk at cost. All of it is key to the info war, available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I want to finish up talking with Joel Gilbert about where he thinks we are in this fight against the establishment and where this is going, because the so-called progressive communists, they are the establishment now, and they're just stealing everything in sight, total criminal force, with the Republicans bought off and controlled by them at the top, working to kill the Tea Party with Boehner and keeping Obamacare in place, because there's corporate interests above this that want to use the communist system as their model of control, just like the big banks use communist China to have their people, billion plus as slaves. But here is the trailer for the film coming out in a few months, Joel Gilbert's new documentary dealing with utopia. There's no place like utopia. Here it is. Marching down the yellow brick road.
Oh, we're glad you landed in Oz. We've got a wizard here. He can solve your problems.
Because he's special.
You can keep your doctor. Keep your plan.
People on welfare assistance here mostly?
That's the whole city.
We're going to replace capitalism with socialism.
To remake the world as it should be.
Utopia. It's the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what they believe.
Everything is boarded up. We're just getting poorer, honestly.
There's no home left anymore. They're stuck in Oz. They never get home.
You gotta survive in Detroit. It's about survival.
Everybody who had been doing business legally wound up a criminal.
They're turning a church into a mosque.
Good to see they're obeying the laws here in Colorado. They're respecting the laws.
Here comes the Secret Service.
not becoming a utopia. What I call it is the urban removal project.
Does it look the same?
No, not at all.
What is the demographic now at your high school?
It's 99% Hispanic.
Look after us first, our country people first.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Did Obama pay for your mortgage? And did he pay for your gas?
Socialism is all negative. It can't bring to anything good.
I need you to keep hoping.
Utopia. See the trailer up at Infowars.com, and we'll get the actual release date soon from Mr. Gilbert. I was going to be in theaters first, and I like his other films. Specifically, I'm not for the drug war, but also know that now they have weaponized weed that turns people into literal zombies. The marijuana, and I've been honest about this, I smoked a little bit of marijuana in high school, never really liked it, and so I can speak to the power of it. When I'm out in California or in Colorado, I have smoked weaponized marijuana probably about once a year. And it's so strong, ladies and gentlemen, that three hits off of it, and you're definitely a different person. And I'm just being honest. The people out there that are ultra-conservative and neurotic about it, he smokes marijuana. At least I told you I inhale as a test. They have police smoke it every year so they can tell the effects of it. Yeah, absolutely. Dan Rather took LSD to see what was happening. The point is that I will tell you, it's very destructive. But I don't think we put everybody in prison because they're using it. But it doesn't mean I endorse George Soros saying, give it to everybody. I mean, you smoke this stuff now, it's got to be 100 times stronger than the pot my parents were around in the 60s. And the marijuana, the so-called best marijuana that I would smoke, maybe once a month or something in high school at a party or something, that I didn't like. I'm like, why did I smoke that again? I hate it. The stuff they got now is unbelievable. It's a hallucinogen, basically, where you don't even know who you are. And so there's that, I want to know first, your angle on the drug wars. I haven't seen the film yet, obviously. And then when we talk about all the fact that the country's being converted to Latin America, the point is those people in the demographics are voting socialist, and so soon it'll be game over. I would all be for Latin Americans pouring in if they were, Ron Paul types. But it is a demographic thing. The Democrats brag. They'll get the guns. They'll get our kids. They're going to get everything because the Hispanic wave coming in, that's the majority in most states now, somehow has been sold. The Democrats love them. Joel Gilbert, you've got the floor for about 5 minutes. Where do you see all this going?
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll first comment on the issue of the marijuana legalization and the drug war. You're obviously referring to back in the 60s. There's a reason they called it grass, because it pretty much tasted like grass and wasn't all that effective. It was more recreational. The marijuana that's being sold today and legalized in Colorado is a very potent form, and it makes the reason for it, it makes the population a little more docile and makes them easier to enslave and dictate to. Anybody who's been to a high school reunion remembers that everybody who did a lot of pot in high school, that nothing became of them. They're still smoking pot. They're hanging around with their old friends and doing some menial job, because there really are detrimental effects of marijuana on youth, and it leads to a lot of negativity.
Statistically, it does. There are some type A personalities that would have had a heart attack if they didn't have it. There are some executive types who do use it, but under controlled circumstances, like you have a glass of scotch on Saturday night, they're not drinking scotch 12 hours a day.
Right. You might be okay, but there's a lot of things that are detrimental that they don't want to let you know about. They'd rather make it legal and then use that to their advantage. The game plan of the Democrat socialists is to use every issue, if it's climate change, if it's income inequality, anything they can do to agitate the public, they do that to polarize people and then use that discontent to take and keep power. Obama is a professional agitator. He started his career in Chicago as a community organizer,
But the word organizer was simply a nice word that was a little more acceptable to the
public. He's a foundation-run Al Sharpton.
Right. His job was community agitator. At that time, the white communists were not successful getting the black churches to join their causes in Chicago because blacks were religious people. They didn't want any part of this nonsense. So they send in a front man with a black face in Barack Obama to agitate the population, rub salt in their wounds about economic differences, and then use that discontent to take power.
So and by the way, they wrote books admitting that. I mean, it's not like we're just saying this.
No, Obama not only studied this, but he taught this for 10 years. He was an ACORN agitator, an organizer. So everything Obama says, whenever he opens his mouth, you have to remember he's a professional agitator. That's his only skill. He doesn't know anything about economics. He doesn't know anything about the Constitution or care about it. He only cares about agitating. So everything he says is intended to agitate and divide America. Unfortunately, as you know, Alex, the mainstream media and then some refused to question Obama about who he was and who his background, who his friends are, who's your real father. Why did you spend 20 years in the shadowy world of American Marxism, and now you're saying you're a nice benevolent centrist? The inability of the media to do its job led us down this path to this point.
Sure. And I used to always think it was exaggerated or made up that he was a secret, you know, radical Muslim or whatever, because I'm not, you know, anti-Islam, I'm anti-radicalism. But now we learn he is connected through his family in Kenya, laundering the money to overthrow the Egyptian government and put in Al-Qaeda light. They're involved putting Al-Qaeda in Syria, Libya. I mean, they're so evil.
Well, it's
they're
a world,
so evil, I can't even believe it. These are like mega gangsters.
Well, it's a worldview they have, same as the Weather Underground, of world revolution, world agitation, and then using that, the problems and the chaos, to take and maintain power and take away our liberties one after the other. That's why you see in the film, you can see the poster back here, there's Obama waving the American flag in one hand, God bless America, but behind his back, he clearly has an agenda of Marxism and socialism that has nothing to do with American values. Obama has been assaulting the Constitution from the moment he started running for president, from the moment he supported ACORN in Chicago to attack Citibank and force them to change their lending standards, which set the ground for the subprime mortgage crisis.
Yeah, and then all the Democrats made money off of it. You know, the only saving grace here is that there's such mafia criminals stealing stuff that they're not going to want total communism because they want to keep the loot they've stolen. The problem is they're now exempt from their own taxes in most cases on record, well, and that's the most dangerous perfect storm there. Where they literally are above the law now. What do you think of Joe Biden's son being appointed to head up the state-run gas company groups, connected groups, in Ukraine? I mean, this is getting too obvious.
Well, it's not that it's too obvious. It's that if they get away with things along the way, they just push it to the next level. They got away with Fast and Furious so they could get away with Benghazi. They get away with Benghazi, they get away with the IRS scandal. So there's literally no opposition in the Democrat Party. No opposition in the media. They've crushed the opposition of the Tea Party using the tools of state. So with no opposition, they just do what they want and laugh at us. That's what it's come to.
So what do you predict now? I mean, they have just gang raped the country up one side and down the other, put Al-Qaeda in charge of half a dozen countries, are just running around psychopathically shutting down our coal power plants as power prices explode. Obamacare is designed to bankrupt the country. Looks like it's just unbelievable. What happens?
Well, I'm hoping that my movie will lay it all out for everybody. And if we can get millions of people to come see There's No Place Like Utopia this summer, it exposes the entire progressive radical agenda, who these guys are, and it shows that the grassroots of America is completely against all of this nonsense that they peddle every day as public policy.
Yeah.
So we're actually opening in Denver in July. We'll be announcing the theater soon. And from there, we're going to try to go nationwide.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it needs to sell out for a week at one theater. Then more theaters will order it. And then over the next few months, it'll go up to hundreds and then thousands of screens. And, I'm not getting paid to promote this film. I haven't even seen it yet. I support independent film. And I would just expect you'll give us a good deal on the DVDs as soon as those come out so we can sell them and help fund our operation while getting the truth out about the fact that this is pure evil. From my research, though, they've got communists and socialists mid-level and even high-level that are true believers. But most of them at the top are just hardcore gangster, psychopath, control freaks who literally are just using this system as a tool of control.
Well, there's no question that a radical ideology like communism and Marxism attracts the worst, most deviant control freaks there are in the country who could care less about the ideology. They're there for the exploitation. And you see that throughout all of these communist regimes over time. And Obama's is filled with these types of...
Communism is a total hell pit. I mean, it's like begging to be sent to hell.
It's hell on earth. And it's a tragedy that we, the American regular average folks, don't really know and understand the history, that when you follow the yellow brick road to a magical person who's going to solve all your problems, when you arrive there, you arrive to hell on earth, not to paradise.
That's it. And, I mean, wow. They really are trying to set up an authoritarian hell pit. And they're hell-bent on doing it. They hate this country. Joel Gilbert, thank you so much. Leanne McAdoo's report, should we ban the word fiesta and all Mexican food? I'm serious. They're talking about basically doing that.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents. My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every year, colleges across the country hold annual all-you-can-eat taco fiestas. But apparently, that was a little offensive to some this year. So they banned the word fiesta from college campuses. You can't wear sombreros. You can't wear racially insensitive cowboy and Indian costumes and all sorts of things. Have we gone too far? Should we make fiesta change their name because it is racist and offensive to a handful of people. A lot of college campuses now are having to stop throwing parties that have a cultural theme because people find it offensive. A lot of parties were shut down for Cinco de Mayo, for instance. Why do you think people are offended by tacos, sombreros, tequila?
People just find a bunch of different, like, racial things. For instance, like you said, the taco shirt or, like, sombreros and stuff like that, they think, like, you're making fun of them type things or something like that, you know? So a bunch of people just have different perspectives on things like that.
I don't think it's racist. It's part of someone's culture. It's good to have different... In different countries, they have American parties, so I don't understand... We don't think it's racist. We think it's kind of cool to see, like, they want to have our type of culture over there. So for us to be sensitive and to shut down Cinco de Mayo parties, that's going a little too far.
I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really get head offended that much, so I think a lot of it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I understand being sensitive to people, but it seems like recently more and more... they're getting more nitpicky about what to be offended about. It seems like being offended is the cool thing to be, so.
I don't think so.
No?
Not. I mean, the students wear the...
Yeah, well, they basically say they can't have fiestas because having a fiesta is racist.
I don't think so.
What? Look at this liberated person here. Do you think that I should learn Spanish?
You want Spanish? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I don't know English.
Okay. I feel like we've gotten very politically correct, taking it to the extreme.
Is that politically correct, though? Is it? Cause, or is it just being really sensitive, like you're saying? Because, I mean, we're here in America, we're supposed to be equality. Of any race, that's what we were built upon, and now it's like, no, yeah. No, don't do that, you're too, I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about embracing other cultures, but now it's like, no, you can't do that because that doesn't represent me. In this particular case at Dartmouth, it was one girl that said she was offended, and the other students were like, why? It's just fun, it's a fiesta. They're not allowed to say the word fiesta.
It just seems like it's all the rage, you know?
Yeah, well, it seems like when you go to college and get a degree, that's the new thing, is to fight for these... arbitrary offenses against your culture or this or that. Meanwhile, you know, they're playing white privilege blame games at some colleges, and like me as a white person, I'm not allowed to say anything because they're like, well, that's white privilege.
Yeah,
and
check your privilege. Yeah.
My mom didn't pay for me to go to school, but that's what they're saying, is that I had a privileged life and that I didn't work really hard. Should I be offended?
I would if I was in your situation.
They were like, you didn't build that.
I tried. It's like I tried my hardest to get to where I am today, and for you to take that away from me, that's horrible. And then for them to say, no, we can do it for you, but you can't say anything bad about us. It's like, where's the equalness? I don't know.
Do you think it's okay that only white people should be able to have hamburgers?
No.
We did that.
No, I don't think it's okay. I mean, like myself, you can't tell that I'm mixed. My mom is, my dad's black and white, and my mom is Mexican. So I was like, I got everything in me.
Well, apparently now America has become the place where we stop celebrating. It's the Manila envelope of the world.
Manila envelope, like that.
Yeah, we used to.
Interesting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality.
reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.